Well, Seagulls have a new single.
Oh my god, I thought you meant the seagulls in my garden.
Hey, okay.
Oh, okay. You're listening to Just a Girl Podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie.
And this is episode 42.
Is it 42?
Yeah.
Don't forget to rate and review us on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
You can email us at justagirlpod@gmail.com and you can follow our socials at justagirlpod.
Don't forget to share.
And like everything we post. So Natalie, what have you been listening to this week?
So this week I have been listening to the new Foxing album.
Is it out?
Oh my god, yes. It came out last Friday.
Ooh, that wasn't on my release radar. Cheeky Spotify.
Oh, Spotify, why are you being such a fucking knob? Don't you think? Release
you,
radar.
Really.
yes, amazing. Album of the year for sure for me so far. Incredible.
What?
I know.
Okay.
I've been listening to a band called Charmer. Do you know them?
No.
I saw this TikTok which was like five underrated emo bands and I was like, know them all. I didn't know any of them. But this band Charm were on it and they are so good. Just your vibe, you know?
Is it the same guy that does the Sound Familiar TikToks?
No.
He's got some good recs.
Yeah, I like him. Do you know, Audrey knows him. Audrey Liu.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
And Ariana Grande.
Go off.
Just want the pop tunes,
you know?
Get
the hell off, sis.
How about you?
I have been listening to Nervous.
Oh, love Nervous.
Yeah, I love Nervous now. Didn't used to know them.
Oh.
I've been listening to Exit, their 2021 album.
Oh, I don't know them.
So, funnily enough, their song Hideout was recommended by that guy on TikTok.
Oh.
Who, sorry, we can't think of the name of right now. Mm. And I've been listening to Serenity and Murder. They've also got a pretty decent album from
this year.
Because it's getting, I know it's not at all the end of the year yet, but I'm starting to compile my lists of
albums. Mm. Yeah, I need to do that actually.
So,
lovely,
yeah.
Katie.
But I'm doing it differently this year. I'm
Why?
Doing albums and also songs. So I'm gonna have top three songs and top three albums.
Top three songs. What do you think's on there so far?
Turnstile, Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, Delay the Liar.
Uh-huh.
Possibly Let Me Out, Citizen. I really like it.
Oh,
the new one.
Oh, okay.
Super Love. There's loads.
Wow.
Origami Angel, there's lots.
A top three though, that's so difficult.
Well, watch me do it.
I think my top three would just be whatever is the top three in my top songs of 2021.
Yeah. Mine aren't. Life Jacket, Tiny Moving Parts is probably my favourite song of the year. Or like one of the Bleachers, so I don't know. Anyway, okay. We'll know in December.
Okay then. So,
okay.
What are we talking about this week?
We are talking about our favourite topic in the whole world, which is too much information. Brackets, we don't believe in TMI.
Oh, nice. Yes, of course, as always, we went to Instagram to ask our listeners for any question in the world. Could be as gross, could be as personal, could be as unimportant as possible. And we will answer 100% honestly.
So the way that we've done it is Natalie has collated the questions that we got on the Just a Girl Pod Insta. And I've got some that I put out on my personal Insta. So Natalie doesn't know half of these and I don't know half of these. So
yes.
Enjoy.
I have a lot, but there are some crossover with what people asked as well.
Interesting. So I'm going to keep these anonymous.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one that I really want to say who it is, but it's because I found it really uncomfortable that they asked this question.
Oh my God.
But I'll tell you after.
Okay. Right. So shall I begin?
Actually, I would like to because I've got quite a good... Somebody wrote... it's my friend from school wrote this question, which I think will start it off quite nicely.
Okay, sure.
So they've put, why do you not believe in TMI? Surely you get embarrassed.
I don't believe in TMI because a lot of the topics that are considered TMI are stuff that happens to everybody.
Mm.
And so if you bring something up, chances are someone will relate to it. And also a lot of TMI is stuff that doesn't need to be a taboo. For example, like bodily functions. That's why I don't believe in TMI. But I get embarrassed about stuff like falling over. You know, like that's not TMI,
yeah.
That's just really awkward things that happen to me. That's what I get embarrassed about.
That's so true. I only get embarrassed about like falling over, but only if I'm on my own. So if I was like with a group of people, fine. But if it's like, it's not even when you fall, it's when you're like half fall.
Oh my God, and like tripping.
Yeah, and then you save yourself and then you don't know what to do with your face after. Honestly. Or just like head high. It's fine. Or I do a little grin. But yeah, I totally agree with what you've said. I also just think I'm not very squeamish. And I know it kind of perpetuates the idea that it is a taboo, but I also find a lot of toilet chat just quite funny.
I find it so funny and entertaining. Oh, I guess that's the same thing. Entertaining, but also good chat.
I think as well, we've just, as women, always been kind of subtly taught to not even acknowledge that we poo. So now that I've got to a point in my life where I'm like, yeah, I need a poo.
Oh my God,
I think it's really refreshing and liberating to be like, yeah, do you know what? Women poo.
And I also find, I also use it as sort of a test for a person. If they're comfortable with me talking about pooing or farting or whatever, I know they're gonna, I'm going to be their friend or they're going to be my friend. Yeah. But if they're not, I'm like, oh, this is
same with,
not a friendship.
Same with relationships, actually. Like, I don't know how long I've been with Adam now, but like normally in the past, I've been like, oh God, I don't know when to broach the like poo conversation, and like literally one of our first chats was, can you poo at the same, like, can you poo without weeing? And it's very refreshing.
Oh, that's funny.
So no, we don't get embarrassed about sex, poo, anything like that. We do get embarrassed about falling over, so there's your answer to that.
So I've got a couple of questions that I can ask before you go on to your next one, which are about being embarrassed about bodily functions. Can I ask you those?
Yeah.
Oh, so, one of them you've already answered. Farting and poop talk in relationships. Discuss, please.
Okay, I'm going to answer this brutally honestly. I think farting is way more embarrassing than pooing.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
And I always think, like, because I'm a burper, not a farter. I think if I, like, I obviously do fart, but I burp way more frequently. So I think because I don't fart that much, I find it so much more embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
Because it's less common, even though everybody does. But I also, I think the sound and the smell combined is just...
double whammy of embarrassment.
But I think I'd even be embarrassed farting in front of you. I don't know why.
Really?
Just because I'd be like, oh, I don't want to inconvenience you in case it's bad. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
But I'm still, I would still talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I did fart in front of Adam, I would probably just laugh.
Yeah.
But I don't get embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
What about
you? I'm all for it, but Henry hates it. Whereas, like, me and Lo-Fi Liv, for example, our relationship is, so we were in West Wales on the weekend, and I was like, okay, yeah, let's share a bed. And I was like, okay, I do have to warn you, though, I'll probably fart loads in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, don't worry, same. And we were like, oh, amazing. And then we just slept. I had to move down the sofa, down to the sofa, not because of smelly farts.
Because you were both farting all night.
Because I just couldn't get to sleep with another person there. But that's our level of friendship. But I only have that with certain people where I can fart in front of them.
I think... oh, why do I do this to myself? I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
I was on maybe like 5 or 6 dates down with this guy that I was seeing when I was at school. So I was about 17. And the first night I stayed at his house, I wasn't meant to stay around because I was still quite young, obviously. And I stayed on his sofa because we accidentally fell asleep watching a film. So we fell asleep like spooning.
Mm.
And I woke us both up by farting. And that was the first time I'd ever popped off in front of a fella. And I was like, so mortified. And now I'm in my prime of 25. I'm like, do you know what? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Not enjoy it. That's a fetish, but you know.
Oh,
it's not a thing.
The next question is, how can I be less embarrassed about queefing?
Oh, okay. I've never really commented on it, I think, when it happens. I think it depends whether it's a sex queef or a non-sex queef. Because the rare occasions when you have a non-sex one, you're like, oh, little treat. What's that?
Also, less smelly, I find.
Oh, yeah, not smelly at all. But I think, for me, I either... depends who you're with. It hasn't happened for ages, but it's either just funny, isn't it? And it's something that, if you're going to have sex, it's probably going to happen. So you need to be okay with that. Or if you have a vagina... it will also just, I don't know how to not be. This is a bit just like, I'm not bothered by it. So
I think in order to get comfortable about queefing, you just have to get comfortable about all other bodily functions. Because what's really the difference, you know, apart from that it comes from a different place.
And it's got a stupid name. Yeah. They could have named that better, couldn't they?
Just call it a front fart and then you might view it differently.
A frart.
Frart. Nice.
Because I don't even like the word fart. I normally say like pop.
Pop.
Oh, just pop. I did a little pop. But even that is like tabooing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, okay. I think with stuff like that, you can go off. It's easy to go off someone else's reaction to it. So if they don't react, yeah, then you can be like, oh, okay, it's not a thing. Or if they laugh, you can be like, yeah, that's kind of funny. But just embrace. Which one should I go for? Okay, this person has said, how old were you both when you lost your virginity?
I think I was 17 when I lost mine. So a bit kind of late to the party, actually.
I think that's normal.
Is it?
Normal is a bad word. I think that's probably median.
No, I think most people would have been like either 16 or 15 in my school anyway. Mine was quite a like late age.
Did you feel like it was late at the time?
Yeah, and even now I do still.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what about you though?
So this is kind of interesting as well, because I felt like I was late at the time. But I was 15, but it was a week before my 16th birthday. So because I'm always the youngest in the year. And it was actually all right. Like, it wasn't good sex, obviously, it wasn't, like, a traumatic experience.
No,
it was quite a romantic story.
Oh, that's quite nice. Mine lasted, like, literally about 5 seconds.
Yeah, mine was about 15. My friend Holly was was outside waiting. And when I came out, apparently I had this, like, after-sex glow. And I'm going to text her after this. The photo is on Facebook somewhere. She just took a photo of me because it was really funny.
Do you feel like you look like you have an after sex glow?
I mean, I'm definitely grinning.
Oh my God, Katie.
I think it was, to be completely honest, I think I just wanted to have sex. Like, I definitely felt a lot of peer pressure. Not from anybody in particular, but because I'd had a boyfriend and I'd been with him for a year.
Oh.
And he didn't put any pressure on me either. Yeah. He was lovely. But it just felt like something that we had to do, I guess.
Sure.
Like, we had a lot of conversations about it, and it was very consensual. But
oh, good.
It's very odd to think about now, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I know.
Virginity. But a good piece of advice that I heard was this person who I went to school with lost their virginity really early.
Mm.
And I was talking to her about it, being like, oh, I'm worried that I'm like never going to lose it or whatever. Mm. And she said, what you've got is something that I'll never get back. Is in virginity.
That's so interesting.
And then, so I thought about that quite a lot, and it kind of got, and I don't think we've got any listeners that maybe are virgins still, but if we do, then you shouldn't feel any pressure, because everyone goes at their own pace.
Love that. Love that, actually.
Mm.
I remember when I was in school, we had an assembly, and the teachers were like, at some point you will all become sexually active. And I remember thinking when I was younger, that's never going to happen to me.
But then there is also this weird, which goes against the thing I just said, but there's this weird obsession with virginity, like, as a concept. I don't know whether the fact that you've had sex or you haven't had sex needs a label.
Yeah,
it's
quite
strange, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, actually. I guess beauty standards are deep-rooted in paedophilia.
And
maybe there's something related to that. But we won't go into that in this episode. So, worst date/date horror stories.
Oh, okay. I've got one that springs to mind, so we'll do one each.
Okay.
So this was when I was at uni, and you know this, you don't know this person, but you know of them.
Okay.
And cut that out. Or keep it in and bleep his name. But I went on a date with somebody who is now
famous.
He's not famous, he thinks he is. And we went to the pub. It was, what's the one at the bottom of Gloucester Road? Prince of Wales.
No.
And he was like, we got a pint. And then he was like, oh, should we sit outside? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, yeah, let's sit in the smoking area. So I assumed that he was a smoker. And at the time, I smoked, like, actually, I'm not going to say that because that's another question I've got. But I smoked. And we went outside and I started rolling a cigarette. And he was like, oh, do you smoke? And I was like, yeah. And then he left with a full pint. Left me on my own at the table.
Oh my fucking God.
Which, like, I do understand people have preferences. Some people don't want to date a smoker. But also, like, Finish your drink, for God's sake, you rude bastard.
Jesus Christ. And also, why are you going into the smoking area?
But, well, I mean, I would normally be a little more considerate and, like, ask or just not smoke. But
yeah.
It was just the fact that he was like, should we go and sit in the smoking area?
Yeah.
And then left. How pathetic.
Oh, my good God. I actually hate him.
Oh, yeah.
I hate him so much.
And then... I saw him like a few weeks later on a night out, and he apologized, and he ended up staying at mine. We didn't have sex or anything, but he just stayed at mine.
Mm.
And then he had put me on his Instagram story the night before, and then he did a tweet the following morning being like, just so you all know, that girl on my story isn't my girlfriend or anything. Please, I have standards. And then all of my housemates came down and were like, get out the house.
Oh my God, he's actually such a fucking twat. I wish we could say his name.
I know. People who know me will know who it is.
I wonder whether anyone, like any other listeners, would actually know who he was, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you think?
But yeah.
I think he thinks he's more famous than he is.
I think people would know him by association, not because of who he is.
Okay, yeah.
What's the first date horror story that comes to mind for you?
One of the first ones is when I was on a date with this guy that I met at a networking event. I think you might know him.
Is it Dylan?
No.
Who is it? He's really hot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I followed him on Instagram, was like, nah, don't fancy you too much of a poser.
Oh my God, yeah.
Ugh.
Really hot, stylish. And, you know, we were having a really nice time. We went to one of the pubs near St. Nick's Market.
Yeah.
Just casual chill vibes. And on the date, he basically told me that he was in a relationship, was living with his girlfriend. They had a child together. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, oh, right, okay. Carried on the date because I didn't want to be rude. And was just kind of like asking him and stuff. And he was pouring his heart out to me about like whether to stay with this girl, what to do. He wants to stay for the kids, but he also, you know, he's like a 30-year-old guy who wants to continue living his 30s and all this kind of stuff. I know.
What?
And I was just like, I literally said to him, I was like, I think you have some stuff to sort out. That's what I said. I was like, you need to go home and reevaluate what you're doing.
That's actually unreal.
I know.
I can't believe I didn't know that. I don't talk to her anymore, but like, I talk to him because of work.
Oh. And to be fair, after that, like, we didn't go on a second date and stuff. But I think they're together now and like, it's all fine, but.
Wow.
There's actually like, so much more to that story.
Oh my God.
It's like she found out that I went on a date with him because she went through his messages. And she messaged me and said something like, he said that you know about me and him and that we have a child together. If this is the case, then I hope you're happy with yourself.
You didn't know before the
date.
I
know.
I'm actually really disappointed with how the date went, darling.
Blocked immediately. And I was like,
that is so juicy.
Isn't it so scandalous? I can't believe I've ever told you that before.
I can't believe that.
Oh, anyway, what's your next one?
I don't know which one to go for. Okay, so I went on a date. This was maybe about 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And we went to White Rabbit in Clifton.
Oh, nice. I like that place.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. But he went to the toilet, I'm not joking, every like 5 minutes, maybe.
Oh.
And just for like 2 minutes at a time. So I first was like, oh, maybe he's got IBS or something. But I didn't want to ask because I was like, it might be something that I'm really ignorant about and I don't want to ask. But he did it like so frequently that we didn't have a conversation. We'd start a conversation and then he'd get up and go to the toilet. And whenever he came back, he'd be like wiping his nose. And I just said it because I was like, okay, I'm a little bit outspoken. It's one of my flaws, but I'm just going to say it anyway. He sat down and I was like, are you taking drugs? Because you've not really drank anything. You keep going to the toilet. And every time you come back, you're a little bit more energized.
Oh.
And you know when you've caught someone out, so they get really angry?
Oh, shit.
He literally, like, slammed down on the table and was like, I can't fucking believe you've accused me of that. And I was like, oh, well, I'm really sorry, but maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I just don't know why you keep going to the toilet. Like, sorry if that's really intrusive to ask. And he was like, no, I actually can't believe that you just asked me that. That is so rude. That is, and then he just got up and left. So that's someone else that stormed out on me.
Oh my gosh. Then,
like maybe a week ago, like to this day, Flame reacted to my Instagram story. Piss off.
Oh my God. What
so
the
weird.
Fuck, they all come crawling back.
Ugh.
Oh God!
And it was one of those like things that's not flame reactable. Oh, it was I put a post up being like, broke my phone. Anyone know any people that can fix it? And he flame reacted to it. I was like, I'm wearing my boyfriend's jumper in that photo.
Also, at least flame reacted to a photo of you.
It was of me, but
oh,
like
was it?
Not looking oh, flame right. reactable. I mean, oh. I'm always flame reactable,
yeah,
but just
say,
so
yeah.
weird. Go away.
God, fuck off.
Mm. Okay, this one's quite juicy.
Mm.
Have you ever found out you've been cheated on or had someone find out you've cheated on them?
No. Boring,
no?
No, boring answer, sorry.
What, no?
Well,
either.
I've only had been in two relationships, so I haven't ever...
Oh, I'm counting, like, school as
I didn't
well.
Have any boyfriend, apart from one towards the end of school, I didn't have any boyfriends in school.
Oh, so the only time... so I cheated on someone at school.
Oh.
I know. I was... 14?
Oh, yeah.
15? But, and I know it doesn't sound like cheating because I was a teenager, but fuck me, the guilt.
Oh. And that's why you never did it ever again.
So what happened was I was drunk at a house party and I fell over and I really hurt myself. And the guy like looked at me, my partner at the time, partner, boyfriend, I was like 12. And he looked at me and he rolled his eyes and walked away. And obviously he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I was like so, I was obviously very drunk, but I was also just really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But they, and we were on the rocks anyway. And so I just went and kissed his friend. And even though in the moment I was like, yeah, take that. I was also like, fuck, that is really mean and really nasty.
Oh my God.
And I still feel quite guilty for that.
I'm glad you learnt your lesson very early on, though.
Yeah, and I wouldn't normally have told that story, but we said we'd be completely
honest
in this.
Exactly.
So it's good to learn from your mistakes. I have found out I've been cheated on multiple times after that, so I guess that's karma. Your next one.
Okay. Oh, this is a scandalous one.
Oh, God.
Most shameful place you've had sex.
Ooh. See, I'm quite vanilla with
oh,
this.
Oh, really?
Either my kitchen or my sofa.
Oh, fair.
And I don't think that's shameful at all.
No, definitely not.
I've never had sex outside. I've never had sex in a public place. I think the most outdoor place would be a tent.
Yeah, at a festival or something. Or dog camping.
Actually, no. Oh. My friend Emily's little brother's bed.
Oh,
go.
My God. Does she listen to this?
She does.
Oh my God.
She knows that though.
Oh, okay. Mine is quite scandalous.
Oh my God.
Either on a beach. I know. There were only like five other people there. And we were like, we found like a little alcove.
Oh, that's
space
kind of hot.
Where, and so no one could see us.
Yeah.
Or in the back of someone's car.
Was anyone in the car?
No, no. No.
It was just the way that you said someone's car.
It's because it wasn't their car.
Right.
But it was
a
just
car.
Someone's car, yeah. Yeah.
I don't like car sex, had it once.
No, it was too warm.
And too
leather seats, windows up.
Bloody do a queef on them seats. It's too cramped. No room for activities.
Mm. No room for activities.
What if you hit your head? Was it in the back of the car?
It was quite a big car. Yeah, it was
ooh,
in the back of the car.
Like the boot or the back seats?
Back seats.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a feminist one.
Yay!
What racial biases do you think you have?
Wow.
Yeah. But really good question.
Great question. Okay, racial biases. Oh, God. Can you go first? I'm white. I've got all of them.
So... my racial biases sounds like I am going for a job interview and you know when they ask what's your biggest weakness?
Yeah.
And you give them something that's like actually really positive but sounds like a weakness. It's kind of, this is my racial bias, it kind of sounds like that, which is that every POC has gone through what I've gone through or had like pretty much the exact same experience as me.
Mm.
So I not struggle to get to grips with it or anything like that, but I often forget that people's situations are way worse than mine. And I do often need to be reminded of that. But then you also have the inverse, where some people haven't gone through the same thing that I've gone through, but I just assume they have because they're a POC, when actually, like, they had a very similar experience to, like, a white person, for example.
I think it's a really tough one for me to answer with a combination of, like, white fragility and also, to use the buzzword, unlearning.
Yeah.
That I've done. I guess I was definitely somebody who believed in a lot of stereotypes.
Yeah.
So I was definitely somebody who assumed East Asian people were clever, or like Indian people were good at cooking, South African people were good at cooking,
yeah,
stuff like that, which is very like trivial biases to have. But I think I always assumed that people of colour are going to be more understanding.
Yeah.
Which I know sounds like the really diplomatic white, not white savior, but you know, I'm so unracist answer, but they're not always.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's still a bias to have.
Definitely.
And yeah, that's a really hard question to answer, because they're either all stereotypes or they are positive discrimination things that,
yeah,
I've got.
So what do you think about, because I definitely have these, which is positive discrimination. So for example, like, all Persian people are beautiful, and all black people, or black people, age really, really well.
Mm.
Are they bad?
I don't think they're bad. I think they are stereotypes, and also preference. Like, if you think Persian people are beautiful, that's a image that you've got of what you think a Persian person looks like in your head, which not all Persian people will look like, but it's an idealistic view that you have of what you've seen. And I guess it depends on who you're talking to as well, because I don't think I would feel comfortable saying to a black person, oh, you age really well because you're black.
Yeah.
But I've definitely heard black people say that.
Yeah.
So it's not an offensive thing to say, but I guess me as a white person saying it is grouping black people in one category as people who age well.
Yeah.
And it's not my stereotype to make.
Yeah.
I guess.
Definitely.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough, Katie.
But yeah, good question.
Good question. I think your answer is probably very, very similar to many other people's answers as well. And I think it's good to recognize it and put it out there so that you are able to challenge yourself.
Good question. Brave question.
Very good and brave question.
God, that's such a good question. What do you think about the most?
Oh my good fucking God. Oh God. This is so sad. I might depress you. So this is genuinely what I think about the most. I was talking to someone about it the other day because they experienced the exact same thing as me, which is I carry the burden of feeling responsible for looking after my parents financially from now until they get older, because both my parents have always had working class jobs. Like, my dad's a chef and my mum is a waitress. And so we never had loads of money growing up. And, you know, they didn't have the privileges of, firstly, knowing English that well. My mum's English is fine, and so is my dad's, but it's just very broken. So, you know, there's that barrier against him. And because they moved to the UK when they were, like, at least 10 years old, they had 10 years less education than everyone else. And so they don't have any qualifications apart from my dad having like cooking qualifications. My mum doesn't have anything. They didn't have the privilege of going to university. So they just aren't able to get like blue collar jobs, essentially.
Yeah.
It is blue collar, isn't it?
White collar?
White collar?
Blue collar? They know
middle
what
class?
We mean.
Middle class. jobs. And not that I'm saying every degree will get you a middle class job, but, you know, the chances are a bit more likely.
Yeah.
And because of that, they will only ever have limited income, limited salary. But they always manage to pay for our music lessons or buy us new clothes or let us have fun, like all this kind of stuff. Somehow they always manage to make it work. And so now that I'm older, now that I'm earning more money, now that, yeah, they don't have to pay for me, all I think about is making sure that I am earning enough, that I'm not spending irresponsibly, that I'm basically like just doing everything that I can for them to be able to fulfill their dreams. Because my mum wanted to travel the world and she wasn't able to because she doesn't have enough money.
Yeah.
And so, oh God, this has got so deep. But
no,
basically,
it's not.
Like, that is just always on my mind. Like, how do I do more? How do I get more? How do I save more?
Yeah.
So that I can help them later in life.
It's good to have like a goal that's not selfish though. That's really nice.
Mm.
Bit depressing.
Yeah.
But nice.
So that, I hope that answers your question. What about you?
Food, sex, and my dead dad. Not sex with my dead dad. And also, just reevaluating friendships. I think about my relationship with people a lot and who I cherish and who enriches me. But yeah, I reevaluate friendships and relationships quite a lot. And I think about who I help and who I kind of enrich and who respects me and who I respect. And I'm really good at cutting the fat, to put it really brutally,
of
people who don't enrich me, which has taken me a long time to learn. But I think about my relationships with people an awful lot. I think that is probably the main thing. And obviously the fact that we're all imminently dying.
Yeah. Wow, love that though.
But mainly food, sex,
nice
and dead
things.
Yeah.
Semi-nice things to think about often. Okay, let's do a couple of fun ones that that
fucking hell, yes.
The Thieves of Just a Girl pod have submitted. So this one seems random.
Right.
You go to pick up a takeaway and have to drive it home. Where in the car do you put the takeaway?
Front seat. Passenger seat.
On the seat?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I know that you'd probably put it on the floor,
I
so I didn't
the
make
floor,
the seat as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because I would want to watch it. To make sure nothing's spilled.
So the reason I ask you that is because Nuna, we had our takeaway and I was going to put it on the floor because I was sat in the front seat. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just putting it on the floor. And she was like, no, just put it there in this really small gap where it didn't fit. She literally crushed the box to try and fit it in.
No.
And she was like, no, you're not putting it on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck, you freak? And Liv was in the back seat and she was also agreeing with me, like, well, Nuna, why are you being so weird? And she was like, I just don't want floor takeaway. And I was like, but it's in a box. The food hasn't touched the floor. She's like, no, it's still gross. It's still floor takeaway.
Oh, that's really interesting. It's definitely not floor takeaway, but I do understand why she thinks it is.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's not.
Yeah,
Nuna.
It's not. Okay, right. If you won the lottery, who would you tell?
Literally only my mum, my brother, you, Adam, Joanna.
Wow.
Because I'd give you some money.
What the fuck? That was so nice.
Oh, well, you fucking better give me money. Because the other day, was it Libby or was it Adam? Adam said to me, would you rather, and I know what your fucking answer is going to be, Natalie Lamb. He said, would you rather have 50 grand or your best friend has 500 grand? And I was like, 500 grand, because Natalie would give me 50k if she got 500 grand. And then I asked Libby and she was like, 50k, because you can't guarantee that they'd give you the money. And I was like, yeah, but if they knew that you'd given them the money. But yeah, anyway, I would buy my mum a house.
Oh, that's nice.
Because the one thing, she's never picked her own house.
Yeah.
She's always like rented because she couldn't afford a house. And then when she met my stepdad, she just moved into his
house.
Yeah,
sure.
And she's always wanted to just like be able to go house hunting. Mm. So I would give, to be honest, I'd probably give most of it to my mum. She's
that's
like,
so fucking nice.
She's never had a lot of money and she's raised us on her own practically.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I think she deserves a treat.
You are so selfless.
So I'd probably do that and then we'd have a nice holiday together.
Yeah.
Me and Adam would have a nice holiday.
Yeah.
And Joanna can go to New York and live her best life.
Oh,
and then I can go and see her.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Who else do I like?
You're so generous.
Libby can have a bit if she wants.
You do love to give money, don't you?
Yeah, I'm annoyingly generous.
So I would only tell my family.
Would you tell Henry?
No, probably not.
Scandal.
But what I would do is, so I wouldn't tell anybody apart from my family, I'd give them all loads. But what I would do for example, I would like be secretly buying you loads of gifts, but like, I mean, really expensive. So like, I pay your rent for like, well, no, I would buy your flat, for example. Or I would like just keep big gig tickets all the time. I'd just be like, oh no, don't worry, I'll get it.
Can you win the lottery?
I would just buy things for people secretly because I just don't want their perception of me to change at all now that I would have loads of money.
I don't think it would. That's why, like, I don't think your perception of me would change at all if I won loads of money.
No, I don't think so.
I think my expectation would just be like, I could do what I wanted and pick the people I want to do it with.
Mm.
Like, for example, if I won like £1 million and wanted to go to Prague,
yeah,
I'd be like, can we go to Prague? I'll pay, rather than be like,
yeah,
you
true.
Pay. Like, if there's something I wanted to do, I would just expect to pay for it. Yeah. And then other than that, I don't think it would be any different.
But then I wouldn't want you to be constantly like, I'll get it, because you can afford to. And then me, because I feel like it would get to a point eventually where you'd be doing it so often that I'd just be like, oh, Katie will get it. Katie will get it. Katie will get it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, nice. I'll do one more fun one before we move on to yours.
Some of mine are fun.
What are... I don't know whether this is fun for you. What are your gym PBs?
Fuck off! Did you put that one in there?
No, we would have put it.
Okay, right. My squat is 25 PB.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I don't really do deadlifts.
We did deadlifts.
Yeah, but I did, what did I do, like 10?
No, I think you did 35.
What?
20? I don't know.
Oh, wait, what's a deadlift?
Not 35, 30, sorry. You know when you've got the bar and you're like...
Oh, yeah, I hate them.
Oh, fair
So
enough.
I think I did 20 because okay. It wasn't one of the little bars. What are these one? Bench press?
Chest, bench press, yeah, chest press.
I think I did 20 on that.
Yeah, I think you did two.
And on my legs, like the leg press machine, I do 70, but I don't think that counts because it's like a machine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it counts either.
But it sounds bigger.
You did the three main things though. Okay. Mine's 35 squat, 50 deadlift.
What?
Yeah, I'm not that, apparently that's not good though.
Well, it was better than my measly 20.
And still only 20 for chest press. But I can do 70 on the hip thrust, so...
Wow.
I still don't have a big bum.
You have a nice bum. It looks good in those shorts.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah,
these
really
shorts
good.
In particular.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to ask your next one?
Okay, this is quite a lighthearted one.
Okay.
Do either of you do drugs? If so, want to smoke a joint with me?
Who asked that?
My friend from school called Alex.
I have... Never, apart from ingesting weed brownies, I've never done any drugs. I've not even smoked. I'm clean.
I used to smoke weed every day at uni, and now I don't do any drugs at all, because we are scared of drugs. So unfortunately, we will not smoke a joint with you, but
no.
I will happily have a glass of wine with you.
Nice. What is the most embarrassing haircut you've ever had, ever, including seen kid years?
I've had the same haircut since I was two, so... However, there was one time where... Okay, there's two. There's I cut my own fringe, so there's a lot of times where I look back on photos and I'm like, oh, didn't do it very well then. And when I was eight, I still had this hair, so fringe, blonde, shoulder length.
Mm.
But I just had a hairband stuck in the front of my hair.
Mm.
So instead of, like, cutting the hairband... I just cut a chunk of my hair out of the front of my hair.
Oh my gosh.
My mum was mortified, to say the least. And then we went to the hairdressers and they were like, well, you can either leave it or you can cut it all that length, which would have been like, for the listeners, like eyebrow, but like around my head. So like an absolute bowl cut.
Oh my
so
God.
My mum was like, just leave it.
Oh.
So that was a solid look.
Oh my God.
What about you?
Mine is... There's this joke with all, like, first-gen Asians where your parents would cut your haircut because your parents don't want to spend money on a hairdresser. And so what they would do is cut it very blunt, like, mm-hmm. almost up to your ears. And then if you had a fringe, they basically, like, put a bowl over your head and cut the fringe,
wow.
like, following the bowl. So I did have a bowl haircut. I had
not
it, Kirsty had it, Annabelle had it.
Did it work? Because that could be my new technique for
I
cutting
mean,
my fringe.
Looking back, it was a cute haircut for a child. But as a child, I did not want that haircut. So... last time you wet yourself?
I was about 19, I think.
Oh, really?
I was walking... Why do I know that? Just... Hand. I was walking home from a night out in Hartford, which is where my mum lives, and I was walking home on my own. It was about 2 a.m, and the Tesco had shut, which was I planned on going in there for a wee. So
yeah.
It was about a 25-minute walk home, and I had two options. Mm-hmm. I had three options. I could either hold it, which wasn't an option because it was coming out. I could squat down an alley and piss,
uh-huh.
but that leaves me vulnerable. That's arse out. on the floor, pissing, vulnerable. So I just decided to carry on walking and piss while I was walking.
Oh my fucking God.
Because for safety reasons, it just felt the safest thing to do. So I chose to piss myself because I didn't want to make myself vulnerable by getting my arse out and squatting in public.
Fair enough, Quez. Respect.
And then I got home and had a shower.
Well, good. I'm glad you cleaned yourself up.
Thanks, babe. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Mine was when I was in year 7.
to 19.
I was in a music lesson. And it wasn't like I was somebody who pissed themselves when they were older. It was a one-off. I was so desperate to pee, honestly, so bursting. And where the music rooms were in our school, you had to walk for at least a minute to go to the toilets in the main building of our school. And so I asked, I was like, oh, can I please go to the toilet? They were like, yeah, fine. But it was pissing it down. So I had to either like walk through the rain and like get wet and then pee and walk ages to pee.
Or pee and get wet.
Hold it in. And I was like, right, I can hold this in. I couldn't hold it in.
Oh.
I was sat down and I just started pissing. And it was in front of everybody. It got on the floor. People heard it dripping. And I was like, this is honestly like one of the most embarrassing. And I think that answers another question. That's like one of the most embarrassing things that have ever happened to me in my entire life.
That reminds me of me and Holly at school were watching this. We were in like the choirs and like the big bands and stuff. And we were watching this strings recital, so it was like cellos, violins, all of that, and this guy was playing the violin while pissing and it went all over his shoes. And then the next time we saw him live, Holly was just like, he's the boy who weed on his shoes. And that's just how he became known as the guy who weed on his shoes.
I hope no one thinks that I was the girl that pissed themselves.
Kids are so cruel. If that happened now, I'd be like, is he okay?
Well, to be fair, no one made fun of me as much as I thought.
Probably felt sorry for
you. I think that's what it was, yeah. I think they did.
Covered in piss and embarrassed. You're already low enough.
Oh.
Okay. Would you get with each other for £100?
Oh, yeah.
For free?
Defo.
Pretty much. Boring question.
Next question.
Also, I think that's definitely one of those like fetish mind questions where they just want us to talk about getting with each other.
Oh, right, fair enough. I'm not going to
entertain
that.
So let's talk about shitting again.
Katie, would you shit in my mouth for £100?
That's going to be someone's kink. I don't think I would for 100.
1,000?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You?
No, I don't know.
Oh, oops.
I just wouldn't want to put my shit in your mouth.
Go on.
Okay, then, yeah. Okay.
Don't try and flirt with us via our DMs. We'll talk about shitting in each other's mouths.
Okay, right. If you were single, what celebrity do you think would date you if you met organically?
Ross Kemp.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. I see that.
Or
do our American listeners know who Ross Kemp is?
Ross Kemp did a program called Ross Kemp on Gangs. He also played Grant Mitchell in EastEnders, which is probably what he's best known for. But yeah, I think somebody like that, somebody who...
Okay.
Maybe someone like Jeff Norcott, although I'm way too feminist for him.
Nah.
People who tend to fancy me are either like really lovely, I hate the term soft boys, but like nice, considerate people, or like...
Bleh. Hard. Yeah.
There's no in between. Apart from Adam.
I think mine would be any celeb that you can think of that's going out with an Asian person.
Oh, gross, probably.
Yeah, but true.
Women, I reckon Catherine Ryan might fancy me.
Do you reckon? I don't really like Catherine Ryan.
What?
Yeah.
See, I used to despise her, and then I started paying attention to her, and she's so, like, I really like her. Her podcast is really good. She makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And she's very realistically feminist.
Sure. Interesting. Mm. I think, I don't know, probably like some kind of influencer, because I take really good pics of them.
Ugh. You're not thinking about what they're going to fancy about you. You're thinking about what you can give them.
I just don't think they would. You're better than a photographer. Fancy me.
You're so fancyable.
No, I don't think so.
I reckon it would be somebody like a mask lesbian who's into femmes. Someone like Jen Brister.
I don't know who that is.
She's a comedian.
I hope so. I hope other people fancy me that aren't fetishists. Okay. Do you want to ask another?
I don't know whether we should answer this. Definitely not give names.
Okay.
Worst sex you've ever had?
I actually also got asked this.
People love to know about us having sex.
Mine was very... didn't last long. Basically, like, some guy I went on a date with came back to mine, and we were both fucked. Actually, we weren't that bad, to be fair. But firstly, he tried to have sex with me without a condom. And I was like, no, I'm not having sex with you without a condom. And he's like, okay. And then put a condom on, tried to stick it in, and then, like, lost it immediately because he had to wear a condom.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. How gross is that?
I just don't understand not speaking about contraception before.
Well, he was like, oh, yeah, you're safe, right? Like, you don't have any STIs. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to have sex with you without a condom.
Also, like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, you might think you're safe, but, oh, God.
True.
God.
Yeah.
I remember this so clearly. It was about... Okay, so there's this period in my life that's such a blur. And I always say about 4 years ago, but I don't actually know. I think I was about 21, but it's such a blur. I was dating this guy. We went on a first date and it was literally just like went for a drink and then went home. And I was like, he's really good looking, but there's just something about him that I don't really fancy. And I thought that maybe it was because we hadn't been like that flirty on the date. Anyway, long story forward, went on like a few more dates, ended up going back to his and literally felt like an alien had been told what sex was. And then he was trying to replicate that. Like,
oh my
you
God.
Know Will in The Inbetweeners?
Yeah, I was when literally he's, like, just about to
it
say
It was
that.
Like that. And then I told him that I'd moved to Brighton so that I didn't have to see him again. I know. I couldn't bear it.
Oh my God.
Because that was when I wouldn't confront bad sex. I kind of just was like, I can't possibly be a nuisance and tell him that it was terrible.
Oh God,
so,
how sad.
Yeah, whereas now I'm like, right, here's a diagram.
Have band dudes ever slid into your DMs? Posy/neggy experience?
Yes. I don't reply, so no posy or neggy.
Fair enough.
What about you?
Also yes. Yeah, pretty medium. They're all quite, like, one was really boring. One, I was going out with Henry, so I didn't reply. One, we were going to meet up. We did meet up. But then they were like, yeah, that's like meet up, blah, blah, blah. And then they just ghosted me. So, fuck that, dude.
So much juice.
Juicy. So, most embarrassing festival moment?
It would be something really generic, like
mine's so
being
generic.
Sick or falling over in some mud.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint anything, though.
I think mine's falling over. And then people being like, they didn't make fun of me, but they were like, they literally just shouted, she fell over, but not in a she fell over way. Or in like a ha-ha way.
In like a factual.
Yeah, like, she fell over. And I was just like, yeah, I did. And then I just carried on. It was so weird.
God.
Yeah. Otherwise, I probably had a boob pop out at some point.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Orgasm at download.
Your boob popped out.
I was wearing that like little checkered dress of mine and I was jumping up those. And I don't know how long they were out for because I didn't look down for a while. And then I looked down and both my tits were like fully out.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's going to be on someone's
really
phone
funny.
Somewhere.
Oh, my God, love that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how often do you look down when you're like... jumping to a song?
Yeah, true, actually.
Not
that's
frequently.
Yeah.
So when I did eventually, I mean, it probably whacked me in the face before I looked down, but
that's so
probably
funny.
It. Through the nip, though.
Through the nip.
Okay, your go. This is quite cute, and I don't really have an answer. I do have an answer for it.
Okay.
Best and worst thing about having a podcast?
Honestly, the best thing is just getting to chat to you in such depth about a topic for an hour also, because I really like talking about this stuff. I think you're so interesting to talk to. The fact that we get to have such quality time together, I get to hear your articulate, thoughtful opinions. Aww. Like you just really convince me. And I feel like not only that, but I have become a better speaker since doing this podcast with you. Katie, I just think you're so amazing.
Aww.
And that's probably my best. What's your best one?
Yeah, I was thinking spending time with you, but also the fact that we both care so much about actually trying to make a change. Like, yeah. I'm really inspired by you and the fact that we are just two girls who have a podcast, but we both actually do believe that we can make a change. Yeah. And I think that's really cool. And doing it with like my best friend is really special, I guess.
Totally.
But also like seeing support that we get from other people. Oh my God, really
100%.
Nice.
The people that we've spoken to, that we've met, and everybody all through the pod, the fact that we've become friends with most of those people.
Yeah.
They're so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Totally.
What do you think the worst thing is?
I think the worst is, in more detail, spotting and noticing the politics in the music industry, or particularly in our scene, the scene. I was always aware of it because obviously we know people in bands and we can just observe, but just seeing that even more so, because obviously we've sort of like grown our network, seeing it even more between other people, like, it just pisses me the fuck off. What about you?
I don't think this is a negative, but I think it's definitely like the side that you don't see of like how much work we put into it, which I think we're both like happy to do, but it is definitely like emotionally exhausting sometimes.
Yeah, it is definitely. And honestly, if we had more time, we would do so much more, but we're trying to balance full-time job, this podcast, having a social life, you know,
sleep,
trying to live a healthy life. Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely like a side that people don't maybe see. But I think a negative side is negative feedback, which I think is really obvious because we put our opinions out there and we were expecting this. Obviously, we're two women with opinions. How dare we?
Oh my God.
But some of the feedback that we've gotten is really unthought out and really unnuanced, and it's always white men.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Which is just a little bit frustrating because I think if they weren't misogynistic in the first place, then they'd probably listen to what we're saying more.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that's one thing. And also, this isn't meant to be catty in any way, but people who I thought were my friends not supporting it.
Oh my God, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Totally.
The positives outweigh the negatives, but it is disappointing sometimes, isn't it? And for some people, it's just not their thing, and that's absolutely fine.
But I guess especially when you pour your heart and soul into something, you know, it's like the passion project, and not seeing people support is actually really sad.
But we love everyone listening. And we don't love you. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Love's a strong word.
Okay, I've got another one, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather have your favourite artist listen to your release radar, or your 2020 Wrapped? This is assuming you're meeting them for the first time and it's an introduction.
Do you mean 2021 or 2020?
You're 2020, because we don't have our 2021 Wrapped yet.
2020 Wrapped.
Yeah.
It's a decent playlist. My release radar's always shite. It's always got Ed Sheeran on it.
I think I would go with release radar because
it's less intrusive.
No, it's more like my Wrapped is, because I listen obsessively to things, so I'll listen to one song that I love when it's come out. I listen to it, you know, 300 times, and then I just never listen to. I don't think it's like an accurate representation. Or maybe it is, but I think it's just, maybe I'm just more embarrassed, perhaps.
No, I completely know what you mean. My on-repeat playlists are embarrassing. Like, they don't really vary for like 3 weeks, and then it will all change.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, here's a funny one.
Okay.
Who do you hate most in the world?
Who do I hate? Oh my God, there's this guy that I went to school with. There's definitely worse people, but he was the first. I still hate him, like, still have so much negative energy that I could pour out to him, that if I was to meet him again one day, hopefully never again. We're in this house party when we were like 17 or something, 17, 18. And I thought he was fine before. Like, we got along, we weren't friends, but we got along, acknowledged each other. And then he was really drunk. And I think he was just kind of like fucking about with somebody in the kitchen. And I was just kind of like trying to get a drink and then trying to leave the room. And as I was trying to leave the room, I got in his way and he just shouts at me, go back to, and then realizes he's going to say something racist and stops. And everyone heard it. Everyone knew. Luckily, like, everyone took my side, obviously, because it's fucking racist.
Yeah.
But, like, him is who I hate the most in the world.
Fair fucking play.
Yeah. How about you?
James Corden.
Yeah, he's bad.
And Piers Morgan.
Yeah, I think they're good ones to hate. J.K. Rowling?
I don't think she's as bad as, like, people with power in politics.
Oh, true.
Like, she's a cunt, but she's not responsible for, like, racist policies.
But James Corden isn't.
Yeah, but he's bad.
Yeah, he's bad. Annoying. Yeah, you're right.
I'd rather have a conversation with J.K. Rowling than James Corden.
Okay, fair enough.
Have you ever been shamed for a kink?
No, because I'm a bit of a prude. And so I don't share my kinks unless I am, like, completely comfortable with somebody who I know wouldn't judge me.
Same.
Nice.
Yeah, literally, I've never been shamed for.
That's really good, actually. So sorry we couldn't get round to all the questions. We had a lot. Maybe we'll do another episode one day. But thanks again, everybody, for asking. There would be no episode without you.
That was a really blunt ending.
I know.
I'm really shaken up after that episode, so I hope
you're okay.
Oh, no, I mean, like, I'm just in a very giddy mood. I'm very giggly. So I hope everyone enjoyed. And why don't you comment under this post that we're going to put on Instagram with your most embarrassing... I can't think of anything. I was trying to think of a call to action.
Why don't you put your most embarrassing festival moment like we did ours? Have you ever fallen over and someone factually said, she fell over?
Have you ever pissed yourself while walking home? Let us know. The end.